The Warrior Cape by Amélie Trippold. Ajani looked onto the purple warrior cape, its gold and silver adornments sparkling in the afternoon sun. The memory of his father first wearing it, after he had killed a lion that had almost annihilated their village, was still sharp in his mind. The pride and honor it had brought even to him as a little boy. Ajani was now of age, and he had become a strong and skillful hunter himself, and he knew he would be able to earn the cape. He deserved it. Not just one day, it would be today. The cape would be the final trick to convince Tizita to marry him. He would be worthy of her, a protector of her and the entire village. Ajani walked away from his parents' hut, grabbing his spear, pretending not to hear his mother calling out to him. They couldn't know of his plan, because if they did, they would try to dissuade him, try to organize a whole hunting party that would take away the glory of his single-handed achievement. There had been sightings of a cat around the village, and instead of everyone living in fear, he would be the one to take care of it. He followed the tracks, only faint rings in the sand, but he knew what he was looking for. Ajani stealthily walked through the bush, keeping his eyes peeled for movement in the high grass. A sudden flutter sent panic through him, but it was just a bird. He tried to focus again, ever alert, closing his fist around the handle of the spear even tighter. He was creeping towards the rocky hill, when a blurry streak moved toward him and pain exploded in his left leg. The leopard didn't give him any time to think. Ajani saw the filthy animal's teeth sunk into his own blood-streaked thigh and thrust his spear into its body.